Welcome to the Finding Grace in the Wilderness podcast. I'm your host, Sharon Hawkins. Here each week, we will share stories about how God's grace can be found during life's most difficult circumstances. Meet with me around the table as we chat with others who have found that God's faithfulness never ends. We will share truth and life and discuss faith, fears, struggles, and victories. Join us as we seek to grow deeper in relationship with Jesus, the one who makes a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Well, Merry Christmas, friends. We are quickly approaching the day, just a week from Wednesday. Have you gotten any better this year with slowing down? Yeah, me neither. Last weekend, I went on a once-in-a-lifetime trip with my son, Taylor, as a Mother's Day gift this past year. Taylor and his dad gifted me with a mother-son trip to New York City. It was a trip of a lifetime. We were there from Wednesday, December 4th, and returned home on the 7th. I could write a book about what I experienced in just a couple of days. I'll give you the short run through. We visited the Empire State Building and saw the view of the whole city, 360 degrees. We went into Macy's department store, biggest store in the world. We were in the crowd for the tree lighting at the Rockefeller Center. We took a boat tour around the Statue of Liberty. I cried there, y'all. It's so humbling. It's hard to even put that into words. The sacrifices that so many people made for our liberty, that Lady Liberty so embodies. We went to Chelsea Market. We walked through Central Park. We planned to ride bikes, but it was way too cold. We visited the 9/11 Museum. That was very emotional for me, too. They've done such a wonderful job in honoring those who lost their lives there and making a wonderful place for families to come visit. It was especially touching because we traveled to get Bradley right after 9/11. It brought back so many memories. We visited the Oculus. We were in Times Square numerous times. We visited Grand Central Station. We walked the High Line Walk. We visited the Metropolitan Arts Museum. I saw Van Goghs and Rembrandts and Renoirs, Egyptian mummies, and I especially enjoyed the angel tree that was made of angels from the 1600s in Naples. This angel tree was a favorite of my friend Kathy. When I visited her in August, she told me that I simply had to go see the tree. I did that for her and for me. I stood at the base of the tree as they played beautiful praises for the newborn king, and I was overwhelmed in a way that words can't even describe. I prayed for my friend Kathy there. She continues to have major health struggles. I would ask that you would please pray for her. If you're listening to this podcast, Kathy, I love you. Merry Christmas. Taylor and I visited Bryant Park and watched people ice skate. We had a New York hot dog, a New York slice of pizza, and a New York bagel. We had authentic Chinese in the heart of Chinatown. We went to Trump Towers, and I walked in Tiffany's and St. Patrick's Cathedral. It was a very busy trip. Sadly, the morning we arrived was when the CEO of United Healthcare was murdered. The Daniel Penny trial was going on, and Trump also visited town. All of that happened in the 3 days that we were there. What a wild city. My very favorite part was spending time with my son. I was so deeply touched that he arranged this for me. We laughed a whole lot. We walked a whole lot, around 20,000 steps a day. I had a ball. I was so happy. I was filled with joy. I will never forget our time together and that special trip. That trip was on my bucket list, but it was even more wonderful than I could have ever imagined. It helped me to kick off a wonderful Christmas. As we've been discussing, I'm participating in Advent this time. That week, the focus was hope. I thought of it often in the hustle bustle of that city. The hope of Christmas was alive and well there too. In so many ways, that city seems like a whole different country from where I live. This week, we turn our Advent focus to joy. Luke 2:10-11. For the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the city of David, a Savior was born for you, who is the Messiah, the Lord." As we focus on joy this week, there's much to be joyous about in the Christmas story with the birth of the Christ child. Jesus came to show us perfect love. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life." He came to heal our wounds. Isaiah 53:5 says, "But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed." Jesus came to be the Lamb of God. In John 1:29, John the Baptist testifies about Jesus. The Bible says, "The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, 'Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.'" Jesus came to be the first fruits of the resurrection. In Romans 8:34, it says, "Who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is the one who died, but even more, he has been raised. He is also at the right hand of God and intercedes for us." Jesus came to make all things new. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." There is so much to be joyous about Jesus' birth. Sometimes it's hard to focus on joy, though, when we're so stressed during the season. Actually, we can lose our joy trying to make joy for other people. We need to keep our eyes on the Christ child as we approach the celebration of his birth. Happiness and joy are different. Happiness depends on us somewhat, but joy is dependent on the Lord. Joy is more than just a wonderful feeling or a transient emotion. It's a choice we make for ourselves every single day. Here are 8 ways that can also help us to keep joy for the season. 1, focus on the positive. Philippians 4:8 says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." Don't focus on who is not at your gathering, but focus on who is there. Don't focus on the function you missed because of a conflict. Focus on the function that you were attending and who you're with. 2, this is always a good one. Be thankful. James 1:17 says, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows." Whatever it is that we're facing, we can almost always find that there is someone who's worse off. If we got out of bed this morning, we're better off than some people. Choose to practice gratitude for all that is in your life. An attitude of gratitude goes a long way in keeping joy in the Christmas season. Spend time in prayer thanking God for his unspeakable gift. 3, forgive. Colossians 3:13 says, "Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you." This is a high but worthy challenge, especially if you're hosting other people. When it comes to Christmas, rolling with the flow is an important way to help keep the peace and joy. Does it really matter that someone was a half hour late or that they forgot to bring the dish they promised? Christmas is about the forgiveness that God brought us through his Son, Jesus Christ. In the spirit of the season, let's pass that gift on to others. 4, serve and give to others less fortunate. Matthew 25:40 says, "The king will reply, Truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Little in life brings more joy than doing something for someone who is in need. Whenever I'm down, it always makes me feel better to do something for someone else. It's hard to feel unhappy when you are serving others and giving to those less fortunate. Number 5, sing. Even if you can't, James 5:13 says, "Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise." When we sing, we walk a God-designed pathway straight to joy. Sing praises to our King. Wherever you are, sing Christmas carols with a congregation. Sing with a group of carolers. Sing along in your car. Don't worry about other people looking at you funny. I'm used to it by now. Just sing. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. Let heaven and nature sing. Let heaven and nature sing. And that includes you. Number 6, attend church. Oh, come, all you faithful, joyful and triumphant. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as we see the day approaching. That's Hebrews 10, 24, and 25. Worshiping in God's house, especially as we celebrate the birth of Christ, is a great way to keep joy in Christmas. Encouraging and being encouraged by others helps to half our sorrows and double our joys. Besides, you're supposed to spend time with family at Christmas. This includes our Christian brothers and sisters. This morning at church, I was preparing myself to sing praises. I prepared in advance, and it made all the difference. So head on to church and make that joyful noise. It's music to the Father's ears. Number 7, reflect on the reason for the season. Luke 2:7 says, "And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn." During this most wonderful time of the year, how much time do we really spend enjoying the wonder of the greatest gift ever given, the birth of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world? No matter how busy we are, to experience the real joy of the season, we have to make time to reflect on Jesus. Spend time in God's Word, reading the Christmas story, and imagine what it would have been like to be there. Attend Christmas programs about the birth of Christ that are biblically sound, and try to take away something new this year that you've never realized before. Every year, the Lord always has a different lesson around Christmas for me. My lesson this year is about learning to praise and exalt my Savior and Lord more, and to be grateful for the salvation that the baby Jesus brought to me. One way I can show my praise and gratitude is by being still. I need to be still and know that He is God. I heard a preacher say this week that in order for us to grow in our Christian walk, it's impossible unless we experience solitude. After all, what kind of relationship can we have if we do all the talking and we don't leave any room for God to talk back to us? Is there a lesson He wants to teach you this Christmas season? Consider taking some time alone with Him and let Him reveal that to you. Be still and know that He is God. He's doing something this Christmas season. He wants to touch our hearts. And number 8 in our list for keeping joy this Christmas season is the greatest of these, and that is love. God showed us what love's all about by giving us Jesus. Express and receive love from those who care for you and who you care for. Value relationships over rules. Pray for others. Love like Jesus does, for He is truly the joy of the season. Luke 2:10-11 says, "And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the greatest gift of all, Jesus. By his example, may we learn to love, give, forgive, and serve others. Please bless those that are hurting this Christmas. Bring peace, joy, love, and comfort to all those in need. We love you, and thank you for your amazing love for us. Amen. During this week, as we focus on joy, look for joy. Hand it out to other people, either through serving or sharing the story of God's salvation plan through his Son. Light a candle and pray for joy. Join us here next week as we focus on the fourth and final week of Advent with the theme of love. May God bless you this Christmas season, and may you always find grace in your wilderness. Thank you for listening to this episode of Finding Grace in the Wilderness. May God lead you safely through your wilderness as you trust Him, and may His river of grace always flood your desert times. He is doing a new thing. Let's not miss it. Subscribe or follow to make sure you don't miss a single episode. See you here next time.